There's a lot of new information coming out about COVID-19. Some of it just days old, and some of it could be considered a sign of hope. One piece of good information comes out of Israel. Professor Cyril Cohen, the head of immunology at Barlean University, who is also an advisor for the Israeli Committee for Vaccines, has reported that the widespread of the milder Omicron COVID variant will turn the pandemic into something like a common flu, a widespread but mild illness with few badly hurt by it. Related to this, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, about a week ago, said that the Omicron COVID variant compared to the Delta variant or other variants causes less severe disease for patients. Walensky cited a study that had just been published the day before her announcement, which examined 52,000 people who had the Omicron variant and 17,000 people who had the Delta variant in Southern California. That study found that the Omicron patients had a 51% chance less of needing hospitalization, a 74% less chance of going to the ICU if hospitalized, and a 91% less chance of dying. Walensky also said that none of the 52,000 patients with Omicron in the study needed to even be put on a ventilator. Other scientists have said that the Omicron variant is much less likely to go into the lungs and cause pneumonia, which has been a leading cause of serious illness or death of patients with other COVID variants. It has also been said that those with the Omicron variant who are hospitalized tend to just stay for a day or two in the hospital. Studies in South Africa, where the Omicron variant originated, have also shown that many people with the Omicron either have very mild cold symptoms or no symptoms at all. More good news. The Institute for Health Metrics in Seattle has put out charts and projections that seem to indicate that the COVID-19 cases in the U.S. peaked on January the 6th and are projected to lower quickly to a very low level by April. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, within the past few days, announced that Great Britain has passed its peak and is ending all mandates, lockdowns, and required face mask wearing in his country. Johnson said, quote, "The government is no longer asking people to work from home," unquote. In other COVID recent news, the CDC just announced a few days ago that they have updated their mask recommendations. They said that cloth masks are fairly ineffective in preventing Omicron. Surgical masks, if worn tightly sealed over the face and nose, are better, but better still are properly fitted KN95 masks, and best are N95 masks. All of these masks need to be tightly fit over the mouth and nose and sealed along the edges to be effective. And still more good news. The Walter Reed Army Institute of Research has successfully completed Phase 1 human trials of the Army SPFN pan-coronavirus vaccine, which could end the COVID pandemic completely, providing immunity against all past and future coronaviruses or variants. This vaccine uses a different technology than any of the other COVID vaccines on the market now. The SPFN vaccine will use a harmless portion of the COVID virus to induce the body to build up defenses against the virus in all its forms. Dr. Kevin Majerard, Director of Infectious Diseases at the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research, says the vaccine appears very effective against the Omicron variant, which has caused many breakthrough cases even among fully vaccinated and boosted people. The SPFN vaccine still needs to go through Phase 2 and Phase 3 human trials, so it might not be available for use for up to a year. That's the latest information about the virus, and it is intended just to educate you about what is happening in the fight against this pandemic, but is not intended as medical advice. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.